Well, as we finish out this week's show, I have Candace Waters here on the line. Hey, Candace.
Lisa, thanks for having me on today.
Hey, well, thanks for weighing in on these questions. We have another one for you today from a woman who is asking, I've been in a relationship with a Christian guy for 5 years. We used to grow in the Lord together and we were happy, but now he always complains that I don't give him enough time. With family life to be taken care of and the job I'm in, I'm not able to give him more time. I feel like giving up in this relationship. It feels like he never understands my career or family or me anymore. The fights have really gotten worse. Please help.
Well, I feel like I've had a good couple of church services the last few weeks to prepare for this question. It's very timely. Speaking of time, our pastor has been working through the book of Ecclesiastes, which, as you know, Lisa, talks about a time for everything, for every purpose under heaven. There's a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot. And I would just add, sort of off the cuff, a time to date and a time to make a decision about dating, mm-hmm. a time to discover if someone is a good match and a time to say, okay, 5 years is too long. Mm-hmm. I would just say it's been enough time, and if things haven't moved to marriage at this point, it's time to end the relationship. Clearly, this isn't moving in a good direction, and it sounds like they're actually growing further apart than growing closer together. And so it just seems a matter of stewardship of her time and a matter of stewardship of the responsibilities God's given her. And we know from Ephesians 5 that we're supposed to make the most of the time because the days are evil. So I think she has passed the time of discovery, and it's time for her to make a decision.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting because she references the amount of time on the front end, but then goes on just to talk as though that's really kind of normal. And I think that's kind of what you're calling out, is saying, you know, really, you probably have some bigger issues at play here. The fact that you haven't chosen to make this commitment 5 years in. And so for that person who is, you know, so just obviously, you know, helpful advice for this woman, but just for that person who is in a relationship that's maybe been a couple years or longer and is kind of wondering, like, are there frustrations worth waiting it out or not? Any specific advice for them? Questions to ask?
Well, yeah, I think that Balance has done a great job, especially with Scott Croft's help, of showing how a year is a good amount of time to know if somebody is a good fit for marriage. I'm always a little bit uncomfortable if someone says, hey, we met and we got engaged and it's only been 3 months and our wedding is next week. You know, I think less than a year requires special discernment. I think, generally speaking, that's not enough time. But I think 2 years is more than enough time. And if you haven't gotten engaged at the two-year mark, I think it's time to end it. I think anything past that is just, it's too long.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, great advice, and certainly clear for those of you who are wondering. Probably don't need much follow-up on this. Great advice from Candace. Thank you so much, Candace.
You're welcome.
All right, folks. Well, that is it for this week's show. As always, we want to hear from you. Write to us at editor@boundless.org so we can get your question in the queue for the future. Make sure you are sharing the show with your friends as well on your social media and beyond. Even get a group of friends together to discuss the topics that are covered on the show. We will be around next week. Until then, I'm your host, Lisa Anderson, for The Boundless Show.